Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How's everybody doing?
Never better. How about you?
I am great. My name is Laszlo. It's Slimfast Jeremy and Julia, or Julia's computer. I'm not sure, but it doesn't matter.
She'll be here.
Just me, right now.
Oh, there you go.
How are you, Julia?
I'm well.
Good.
How are you?
Good. Jeremy?
Good.
Good. Everybody's good. Everybody's
perfect.
Great.
All right. It's the Church of Laszlo, Las Vegas, Detroit, Kansas City. I know I still get a lot of texts from people in Dallas, Fort Worth, so... if you're listening, we appreciate it. Of course, Seattle, Coronado Island, the Dakotas checked in earlier, so we're good.
Is having different cities, because I've never done this before.
Sure.
I've never done this before. Like, they've never let us on in multiple places.
What?
I guess maybe they did once briefly.
What?
But I'm from Kansas City.
They did let us in multiple cities. This is the second time they've tried it.
Yeah, they tried it.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, okay, go home. But I was born and raised in Kansas City. You're born and raised in Detroit.
I was. Livonia, Michigan's favorite son.
So does that make Kansas City like my oldest? Because I can't choose a favorite. Detroit, Vegas, you know what I mean? Like, I can't choose
Kansas
a favorite.
Kansas City's your first, man.
So it's my oldest.
Yeah, it's your
that,
first.
That's how that is.
It's your first.
I got you.
Without them, there's no us.
Right. But
that's what I believe.
Of course, I agree. But then also, Vegas came along, saved us. Like,
yes,
really
Vegas
early on in the whole
us.
Deal. Like, oh my gosh. So then, of course.
That is true, Vegas. There were, like, ratings coming out, and people were like, this is not good. This is not good. And then all of a sudden, there's like 1 month, they're like, hey, Vegas loves you. And we were like, what?
What? Wait a second.
What?
Do you know who I am?
Are you serious?
I think you might have
been like, this
people.
Might work. And we were like, wow,
yeah.
This is great.
Suddenly people were calling.
And then Detroit is incredibly important to me.
Yes.
And I know it is to you, Julia. You grew up there and I grew up there. And, you know, we both moved away and have moved back several times. And
yeah.
It's just, you know, I want it to win there. And it's an honor to be on the air in Detroit. And in many ways, competing with people that I grew up listening to.
Right. Yeah, that's
you know what I mean?
Thing.
It's like, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I told you the time.
And hating.
And hating. Right.
Well, I mean,
also,
I mean, that's the nicest way because, you know, like when you grow up and this is something that you want to do, whatever it is, whatever business that is, and it's something you want to do and you look up to the people who are doing it, you're like, if I could do it, I swear to God, I would do it better. Now, that's not necessarily true once you get into doing whatever it is you're doing and you realize how talented these people are. But you now, like, this is it. You're competing against those people you thought were crap for years, right?
Right.
Now it's like put up or shut up. And by the way, it's a little bit more shut up than it is put up right now. But we'll see, right?
I remember, and I'm sure you remember this too, we were probably, let's say 2005-ish, something like that. But it actually might have been later than that. Doesn't matter. The point is we'd been working together for around 5-6 years, something like that. And you and I were at a remote. We were out at a bar broadcasting live to do something.
Sure.
And a woman came up to me and I recognized her.
Okay.
She had been she'd done a radio show, a morning show when I was a kid that I listened to every day.
Sure.
I mean, we're talking like, you know, elementary school, junior high, and right. you know, my friends listened to it. It was a big deal. And I had like seen her briefly before, like, hi, how are you? I can't believe I'm in the same world. But she came out there, and I don't know that she came to see us. I think she happened to be there getting lunch or something. But she came up to me and said something along the lines of, well, you know, how are you? All that stuff. But then she said, well, you know, I listen to you just about every day, and I think you guys just sound great.
It's
you're
one of
really
those
funny.
Things,
I'm like,
sure.
what? Mm-hmm. Whoa, that is such a, and that never honestly
it
goes
never
away.
Goes away. No,
you know, anyone that you listened to when you were a kid, any of that. And I know some of them are gone. A lot of those people are gone now.
Right.
But there's still a lot of people on the.
You
air
know, one
that
of
you
those
talk
moments
about.
Where you get it. Like there was when I was growing up in Detroit, there was a station called 99 DTX. And it was like an alternative, really kind of cool station. There was this guy on it named Mike Halloran. And like I would, while I was supposed to be doing my homework, I would call in and try to, you know, try to tell jokes to get on the air, right? Fast forward 20 years later, I'm drinking beers with Mike Halloran in San Diego. Like,
right.
what a weird, you know what I mean? He's like, oh man, I love what you guys do. And I'm like, you know, you don't want to tell him. Like, I'm a little 13-year-old kid who'd be like, hi.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you something funny right now.
So nervous.
Right,
yes.
Yeah.
And remember,
like,
mine?
I bothered you every night, for, you know, call after call after call after call.
That,
you know?
That guy that I called all the time, suddenly, I hadn't, you know, he had left. I don't know where he went, whatever. And then one day, he was doing our traffic for us. He
was
calling to give us traffic updates. And I remember, like, oh, my gosh, this is a guy that I listened to all the time growing up, and now he's doing our traffic. I was very excited, but at the same
time. Well, that's my goal,
Lazo's
for Doug
like,
Podell to do traffic for us. That's my goal.
You said, like, basically, this is what happens, dude. This is what happens. Like,
what
this
happens.
Is the industry you
We
entered.
Will be doing traffic for someone very shortly,
if we're
I
lucky.
Promise.
If yeah. we're lucky, yes.
yes.
And also, I was very defensive. Do you remember that?
I will do international traffic for Joe Rogan starting tomorrow.
Yes, please. Live, weather updates, whatever you want. But do you remember how defensive I would get when you moved to Kansas City and you talk about other people that were on the air? I was like, don't make fun of that person.
Right.
You're like, it's horrible. And I'm like, but that's, you know, that person's an icon. She's been doing this a long time. You're like, Slim Fast. You listened to her when you were a kid. I was like, okay,
yeah.
I don't
a
know.
A lot of it's bad, but you know what? There are going to be people who come up after us and be like, man, I can't believe that show is on the air for 20 years.
Well, I'm one of those people sitting here. For sure. For sure. So, yes, Vegas. Thank you so much. Detroit felt like this thing that was meant to
happen.
Be for so long,
yep.
and it just never happened. And you're from there, Julie's from there. I've been there. I'm not from there, but I'm honored to be on in Detroit because, you know, as a car guy and everything else, like Detroit is like it's Detroit. That is humbling as hell.
Right.
And most importantly, you follow Legends Strip Club on Instagram.
I do follow
I do.
Them.
I do.
Yes.
I do.
At your advice, by the way. But yes,
there's calamari.
Them.
But now it comes up all the time, and I'm like, I gotta get there.
Me too. I know.
Those girls are so.
Come to town, boys.
Yes.
It's
yes,
always
yes,
late
yes.
at night, though, and I've had a few, because I'm about to text you and go, where are we going to go? And just like, we should do something from there. And
right. When can we broadcast from Legend Strip Club,
Club
in Detroit? That's
think,
it, right?
People should like that.
What do they call that? Bachelor party. With Spearmint Rhino. Do you remember that? With
I
our
remember.
Big boss was one of the five people there.
Yeah, I remember.
And I remember him just putting money out on the table. And looking around and going, yeah, I don't know what kind of girls you're into, so just give it to whoever.
Yeah.
And I was like,
cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've probably spent enough money at Cheetah's in Vegas over the years to pay a few months' rent.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I called there one time, slightly intoccinated, allegedly. I called into Nick Wright's old morning show in Houston.
Right.
They paid me the phone, and I'm like, how? I've spent a lot of time at that place. A lot. Like, hey, we're coming to Vegas. We're going to do all these things. I'm like, I'll be here.
Yep.
If you need me, I'll be here.
The Church Shot Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.